Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
We are back, and we tried on the break. Chef Travis and myself and Dave, we tried out the tuna carpaccio, which was absolutely delicious. I think Travis pointed out that the key and the essence, I think, is to enjoy the tuna with the essence of the other flavors, and I think that's the best way to do it, kind of get a little bit of everything in each bite without overpowering the tuna.
Exactly, because it's very easy to overpower it because, oh, I love the olives, and you want to overpower, but then you don't taste the tuna. All you're going to be tasting is olives, and you're just going to have the texture of the tuna.
Exactly, and I think this is one of those dishes you can make at home and impress your guests because it is fancy enough to impress people and delicious.
And fairly simple.
Yeah.
I mean, fairly simple.
I love it.
You know, once you get the practice of the actual pounding, I believe that's the hardest part, the pounding, and actually just keeping it separate and keeping it together is, you know, one of the hardest parts.
So what we're going to do, we've got about 20 minutes, maybe 18 minutes for the show, unless Dave tells me otherwise here through the booth. 16 minutes to the
16.
Show, so we have quite a bit more to get through. So we're going to taste the limoncello, and then while I'm doing that, Travis is going to be making the beef carpaccio. So with that, let's do a little cheers with the limoncello, and I'll talk a little bit about how to make it at home, because this is one of those liquors, or one of those wonderful things from Italy that you can just easily make at home. I've done it, and it tastes pretty good. So with that, Chef Travis, salute.
Salute.
There you go, right down there. He's trying to snag mine.
Right in front of me.
Salute. Limoncello. It's delicious.
Oh,
it's
that's
one of those.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, I mean, it is the essence of Italy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two parts of Italy, and there'll be a pretty consistent argument. The Amalfi Coast, the Amalfi region, or Cinque Terre up in the kind of the Italian Riviera. Those are the two areas that claim to make the best limoncello. You should decide for yourself which is the best. I'm not going to levy my opinion because I like them both. But this is one of those things you can make at home, and it's going to be on my website, unabellavista.com. It's also going to be on howtotoureurope.com, and I'll talk through specifically how to make this wonderful liquor. It essentially is lemons, vodka, sugar, and water, and we'll go through the details, but it doesn't take very long. It's about a two-week process. You can make it at home, and it is delicious. It's not like moonshine or anything. It goes down very, very well. My aunt and my grandmothers used to make it, and it's wonderful. So I'm going to finish this up, and then we're going to get into fragolincello, which is a delicious kind of a liquid delicacy, if you will, and
I'm
I was shocked.
About that one.
Yeah,
very excited about this one coming up.
It's a good thing, and I got to tell you the truth. I wasn't going to include this because I didn't think I was able to find it, because even in Italy, it's one of those things you have to know someone who knows someone at the restaurant, and they'll give you their private stash. But it's becoming, because it is so popular there, it's becoming more popular here in the States and being imported and served. It's called fragoli. So let me finish my limoncello, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here. Very good stuff, the limoncello.
Yeah, I took it all down with the first, first sip there. That's very good.
And it tastes like, if you will, a lemon head with a little bit of booze.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so let's say you're out on a date and you want to impress, you know, the date or your girlfriend or wife or what have you, and you want to do a shot because you're celebrating something and they don't want a shot that's too strong, get them a shot of limoncello. They will love you for it. It goes down wonderfully. You don't have to mix it with anything. You don't have to cut it, and it's an absolutely delicious shot. And they do have it at
Timpano's. We actually make a lovely martini out of it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that Brian does a good job of that, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Absolutely.
Yes, he does.
So let's get into the fragoli. Now, here in the States, they call it fragoli, and that means all it means is strawberry in Italian, and it's spelled F-R-A-G-O-L-I. But in Italy, they will call it fragolincello, which just means, you know, the vodka or the liquor of strawberries. And they have actually the little tiny baby wild strawberries right in it. So you'll be able to drink and eat this particular booze. It's quite nice. So I'm going to pour these for Chef Travis and myself. And here we go. The strawberries come out, and you can smell it right away. It almost is going to be good enough to put on your pancakes in the morning if you're that kind of guy. Now, I probably would.
As would I.
On the weekend, we'll see. So with that, this is one of these things I think you should definitely try. Now, I bought this at Binney's right in Naperville on Ogden. They do have it in the rack, so you can find it. And it's not too terribly expensive because it is pretty new. So get out there and buy it now before it gets really popular and as expensive as some of the other things we're going to be trying to get. So with that, fragolincello.
Fragolincello.
Oh, and one thing I want to point out, too. A lot of people say just cindan. That doesn't mean anything. The actual phrase in Italian, before you're going to do a salute, is cento anni. It means 100 years. So cindan doesn't mean anything. It's like saying, what up? So you really want to emphasize cento, which means 100, and then anni, which is years, 100 years. So with that, cento anni.
Cento anni.
It's delicious.
Is that good? Oh, wow.
You got to try this, Dave. I know that you don't want to drink a little bit because you're on shift here, but after the show, you got to give this a taste.
Oh, my goodness. You mix that with chocolate. You are an instant hit.
Definitely. And that's the other thing, too. You can even put this, like Travis pointed out, you can probably, in all seriousness, a little bit of this over some cheesecake or something like that at home. And it is very, very, very good. It's not too sweet. You get the essence of the strawberries, which is one of my mouth is watering a little bit here. I apologize on the air.
Yeah, I mean, even with like a, whether it's a chocolate souffle, kind of just even around almost as like a drizzle for like a sauce.
Indeed.
I mean, just alone.
Indeed.
You don't even need to touch it.
I do love it. I'm going to finish it up. I got a little bit left with a little bit of one more little strawberry in it. There we go. Very good stuff. I know my Aunt Judy's listening, and I know she's jealous right now because she wants some of this fragolicella because she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Chef Travis was a guest chef at Aunt Judy Pacheva's Look Who's in the Kitchen, or Someone's in the Kitchen up in Libertyville. So they know each other going back in the day, and Aunt Judy was lucky enough to try fragolicello, the real deal in Italy, from a private stock of a restaurant owner. So we're going to actually slide right into...
Moving along.
Sambuca. This is some rough stuff, I should point out.
One of my favorites.
Indeed. Now, Sambuca is very good. It's got the anise flavor or the black licorice. Now, I should point out this. They do not serve it chilled. Well, they probably do, but it's not the Italian way. It's served at room temperature in Italy. You can put the coffee beans in it. You don't get, you usually would get like a snifter of it, and it's served after, usually after dinner. You can put it to your, you can add it to your coffee or your espresso. It's called Caffè Corretto. And it's a very good way.
Corrected coffee.
Exactly, corrected coffee. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the grappa here in a minute. But it's actually, believe it or not, a derivative of some Arabic liqueur called arak. And arak is served the same way, and they add a little bit of cold water to it, and it makes it this cloudy color. And I guess the term for that is oil of anise. So when you try that, just keep a few things in mind. You can put the three coffee beans in it if you'd like. But Sambuca is one of those staples throughout the entire boot. And any Italian restaurant is going to have a multitude of Sambucas. I prefer some of the lesser knowns. One of the good ones I have here with me today is called Ramazzotti, which is Ramazzotti. It's not too terribly expensive. It's about $20 a bottle. So with that, try the Sambuca, and then we're going to rush through. We're going to probably skip Tuaca and go right to the grappa because that's really what we're here for.
That is...
It is good.
That is lovely.
It is very, very good. And if... in moderation, Sambuca is delicious. I can't drink too much of it. The hangover from it, I should point out, because it is a bit sweet and syrupy.
It is a bit sweet, yeah.
It's a bit rough the next day. So a little bit after dinner or in your coffee is the way to go. You can put the coffee beans in it. I'm not a huge, huge fan because in order to get the taste of the beans, you have to chew on them.
Or toast them and chew on them. And it's
a little bit rough, so I skip the beans. And with that, we're going to – well, how much time we got, Dave, here? Okay, good. So we have enough time here to kind of get through. And we're going to roll right into the grappa. And we're going to skip the Tuaca. I'll talk about that another time. The Tuaca is very good. It's from, it's from Tuscany. It's a little bit sweeter. It's definitely an after-dinner drink.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to skip tasting it and go right to the grappa. So we have time to taste this wonderful beef carpaccio.
Which is the creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme is the grappa.
Putting down the rest of that Sambuca there. Let me take a little sip of water to clear the palate. I could use Campari for that, but I'm not going to. So, talking a little bit about grappa. Grappa is one of those liqueurs. Most countries have them that make wine. Now, they're called different things in different countries. In Italy, it's just called grappa. In France, it's called eau de vie, which means water of life. And it is made from the remaining, after the press of the making of the wine, with the stems and the seeds and the skin, they redistill that and make that a liqueur. Rather a liquor. And it's called grappa, and the reason it's called grappa, it's from a town called Bassano del Grappa, which is up north in the Veneto region. And believe it or not, it is a specialty liqueur. You can either have it plain without any flavoring in it. They do make it with the essence of strawberries, the essence of chocolate, the essence of coffee, etc. Now, I have to admit, I've tried it dozens of different ways with the essences of a bunch of things, and have yet to even taste the essence of anything.
Yeah,
exactly. I taste the grappa. That's it. So, and the difference between a $15 bottle of grappa and a $50 bottle of grappa, and you'll see them, is not very much. So I'm recommending that you go on the lower end of the scale. There's no reason to buy the expensive thing. What you're normally paying for, quite frankly, is the bottle that it comes in. You can buy them with kind of the flipped hinge, and it's very pretty, and it's nice with the little thin stem, or even the hand-blown glass bottles with the design and the inside and stuff. Forget all that. It doesn't matter. No one's going to look at the bottle after they had a shot of this stuff. Believe me when I tell you. So the key to grappa, there's two ways. You can drink it straight, and normally people drink it after their meal. I think Chef Travis is pouring us a couple of shots of this stuff, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I'm excited. I love this stuff.
You have it after your meal. And one of the things that I like most about grappa is it's, well, I've had it both served chilled, and then I've had it at room temperature. I prefer it at room temperature because it's just a little bit, you get a little bit more flavoring out of it. You do. Ice cold is very, very good. And my cousins in Montreal, they enjoy it ice cold. My Uncle Frank makes it after, you know, he makes the wine. And it's delicious, but it's a little bit rough. So we've got about 5 minutes here. So what we're going to do is taste the grappa. We're going to use it and then kind of go into the carpaccio. So with that, when you do the grappa, the other way to drink it, and they do this in Tuscany, after they enjoy a shot of espresso, they put, you know, their coffee in there, the espresso with a little bit of sugar. They do the shot. They leave a little tiny bit of the residue sugar and a little bit of the coffee in there. They put their shot of grappa in the warmed coffee mug, or rather the espresso cup, swirl it around, and then take the shot.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite nice because it sweetens up the grappa, gives a little bit of the coffee flavor. So with that, God willing, we'll be able to finish the show here. Salute for the grappa.
Salute.
Thank you, Travis. I know I've got
Thank
a full
you,
shot.
Anthony.
You have a half shot.
I'm not a bartender.
I'm going to take a little sip. It's pretty good. It's a little rough, people. I got to tell you the truth, everyone. Woo! But it's fantastic. I'm sweating in the booth here. This is crazy. My goodness. So definitely give it a try. I mean, and try it at the restaurant first, and go for the low end of the scale. You don't have to be fancy and buy the $15 shot. Buy the $6 shot. You're not going to know the difference. So with that, Chef Travis, let's talk a little bit about your beef carpaccio.
Yeah, sure. Beef carpaccio. The true and only way to do it is with filet mignon. It's due to the fact that you're not getting any fats. It's very lean meat. It is easy to pound, and you are getting some flavor out of it. How I prepared it today, I did it with a little bit of fresh Romano cheese, a little bit of sliced asparagus, which I blanched ahead of time, so it's nice and soft. It's not very fibrous or anything like that.
Sure.
Some diced tomatoes and a little bit of watercress salad with some champagne vinaigrette.
That's wonderful.
So it is going to be very tasty. I'm very excited about this. This is one of my favorite dishes. The first time I did have this, I was very, very lucky. As I was a younger child, my dad took me to Italy and had a nice little restaurant. He just put it in front of me. I tried it. I loved it, and I have been eating it ever since. So with that,
indeed,
we are going to...
I'll let you kind of attack that, Chef Travis, first, and then I'll talk through a little bit more of the liqueur stuff here. I think the key to most of the Italian liqueurs that we tried on the show today, and everything is in moderation. They don't overdo it there. In fact,
that is
drinking
correct. That
really,
is correct.
Yeah, I mean, drinking really isn't a big deal over there. They enjoy their liqueurs after dinner or before dinner, whatever the case might be. So even things like grappa, I mean, they do it in small amounts, a little bit of... in the smaller shot glasses, and it makes the meal so complete. And let them guide you and ask them, which liqueur do you recommend? And some of the things, the amaros or the bitters, are a little bit tough. And then after you enjoy your espresso, they have something called ammazza caffè, which means kill the coffee. And that's what some of these liqueurs do as well. They kill the taste of coffee from your mouth. So we've got about 2 minutes. So what I want to do is thank everyone who was on the show today. Dave, for participating in the carpaccio tasting. Thank you very much
for that. Thank you, Dave. Hope you liked everything.
Chef Travis Rodriguez from Timpano's Restaurant right downtown Naperville. It is one of my favorite haunts, not only for the food, but for the staff. They're fantastic. Brian, one of the best bartenders in Naperville.
And you get to see me.
And you get to see Chef Travis. He's the
I'm
guy
always there.
With the beard and the mohawk and the chef jacket, which is a very good place. So definitely go in. The service is absolutely spectacular, so you can't go wrong there. And then Joan Peterson, thank you very, very much for being part of the show today. I loved it. And next week, we have got Cartolina Tours on. We'll be talking about different tours and things that Cartolina Tours can do for you while visiting Italy. So we are looking very forward to next week's show. And with that, thank you very much, everyone. I'm about to... We'll drive home. It'll be fine. I didn't have that much drink. So thanks, everyone. Ciao. See you soon. Ci vediamo.